Yeah. All right, so we let those people die, right? That's the takeaway from that PSA.
Yes, okay.
We should all just get stomach removal surgery.
Stomach removal, so that would mean we'd remove our stomachs, and that would help us, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why would that help us?
Because then you wouldn't eat. No one would have to eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true. That is why we have to eat. It's just for our stomachs.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I know one of my best friends from back home, he had a lot of his stomach removed when he was younger because he had a health thing. And he cannot put on fat.
Oh, my God.
That actually is a thing. Wow. He has to eat, but he can eat pretty much whatever he wants.
Some guys have it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's got a freaky scar from it, so... Ooh. You know, he doesn't have it all.
He's a pirate. Well,
he doesn't have it all.
I don't freak his guys.
And all being part of the stomach.
Yeah. Cool.
There you go.
Yeah. Great. Well.
Well. Good night and good luck. I'm just kidding. It's the morning.
Yeah.
You got a whole one of these days coming at
you. Oh, hey. Hitting you like a freight train. Guys, let's do some... let's do some where can we see you / what do you want us to check out section, which I refuse to call plugs.
Plugs. Open up the plug bag.
Yeah. Sammy Z, what do you want to plug?
I already snuck in this plug earlier. But
yeah,
into
your sentimental comment. Yeah,
say
it again. So people, I don't want people to confuse this for an emotional remark.
It's in Barnum, right?
Yes.
Okay. Friday night, 9:30, last Institute show of the year, Barnum 08. It's called something with Hollandaise sauce.
Happy Hollandaise.
Happy Hollandaise, an excellent Institute special.
Ooh, nice.
I will be playing a certain holiday figure that I cannot disclose at this time. But I'll give you a hint.
And it's not Henry Hanukkah.
Yeah. he's Holly Jolly.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah. And
it's
Muhammad. Yeah. Yeah, Sam has reworked our Christmas sketch into a Muhammad sketch.
Oh, no.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm glad I ended on that.
Yeah,
that's my plug.
Yeah. Come check that out. Jane, any end of semester plugs?
I will have my second to last radio show tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Wow.
Tune in to 91.5. And what else? Dance show tonight at 7 p.m.
What?
And...
I didn't know that.
I think that's all that immediately comes to mind. I'm really excited, though. We're trying to work with Brandeis and BU and Emerson and Berkeley... to create a
long list of colleges,
college radio big event in the spring.
Oh, really? Wow.
So that's already been underway for about a month now, but we just met with the Brandeis kids this past Sunday. So I'm excited about that.
Whoa. Do you need a terrible two-person band to play at that thing? Because boy, do I have several of those.
I'll keep you in mind. I'll keep you on my short list.
All right. Good. Jane? I mean... Jane, pass it on to Caitlin.
Caitlin?
Thank you.
Just come hang out with me. That's it.
And where can people do that?
Oh, just, you know, I'm usually in the campus center.
Okay.
My room.
Sure.
No, other than that, I don't really have anything. Come to the Institute show.
Yeah, that's right.
Doctor.
Yeah.
I play a doctor.
Yeah.
In Child One.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is this doctor also Holly Jolly?
No.
Oh, no, okay. The doctor is just a doctor.
Yeah.
Just a regular
spoiler,
doctor.
Every character in the show is Santa Claus.
Oh, man, that would have been fun. I like the tradition of people saying what role they're playing. You can come check that out. Please do come to the Institute show. It's been a really great semester. I've loved making cool content with these cool cats. The videos are looking great. I play, in the live show, I play... I play an awkward high school guy who's just trying to get some.
Yeah. Some high school version
so,
of John.
Yeah, yeah. I played myself from 4 years ago. I also have some bit parts that I gave to myself so that I didn't have to get more people in rehearsals.
That's so thoughtful, you John.
Kind of. It makes my life way easier, / everyone else's. Yeah, come to that. That's, I guess, my main thing. Yeah, I might release an EP over the break, over the Christmas break. Wow. We'll see.
Wait, what is EP?
Extended play.
Oh.
It's a short album. I don't know. I'll be at home for a couple of weeks, so I might have time to record, but maybe I'll just make a song or two. Brenfrog?
Very exciting stuff. My plug is we're doing another open mic this Saturday.
Oh, true.
Yes.
In Ho-Tung. Tufts, as I think I described it in an email once, Tufts nightclubbiest dining area. yeah, it's going to be at 8:30 in the Tongue. So if you're around, if you want to perform, or if you just want to watch, we welcome you.
Yeah, all performers welcome. The Tongue.
Look, man, I don't have to say Ho-Tongue. I have to say The Tongue.
The Tongue.
The throat of the tongue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a sneak peek plug for the Toot Show. If you were doing a special compilation of all the grossest things our cast has had to do for videos, I've got we're gonna show some of that. It's good. It's gonna be really fun.
Nice.
Caitlin, you need to send some footage to somebody for that.
Oh no, I did.
Oh,
I did
good.
That last night.
Good. Yeah.
Some more tasteful snoots.
Yeah. Great. Well, hey guys, thanks for coming to our penultimate episode of the season.
Yeah.
You guys are. I think the three of you together have some of the higher numbers of appearances on the show, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's good to get the
friend.
What?
like in aggregate?
No. Well, so. Individually, a lot of you guys.
Has been on a few
Kaylin
times.
Has called in a lot. Jane, you've been on probably 4 or 5 times, right?
This semester?
No, just total. In total.
Oh.
Yeah, in aggregate, whatever. Okay. So it's good.
Yeah.
It's good to get the friends around.
Indeed.
You guys are my friends. you guys are my friends. yeah, Brendan, do you have anything else to say?
Did you say Brendan?
Yeah.
No, I said like Brendan. It's a hard N.
I think you're the only person who would, instead of calling me, like most people, if they're just first meeting me, they say Brendan instead of Brennan.
Yeah.
I think you meant to say Brendog.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes, that's right.
To Brennan. That's not usually why people call me Brendan.
That is undoubtedly why that happened.
But yeah, that. I mean, it's been a
one
tough
week.
Year, I think, for just about everybody.
Yeah, no one's having a great year.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just trying to, like, reflect on a lot of positive stuff about being here and about friends and things, and I'm excited to... You're going to turn my mic off? I'm excited. excited to wrap up the semester and for the next one.
Wow. Adorable sentiment.
That felt just a tad
condescending. All right, cool. Well, for Brennan Corson, Jane Acker, Sam Zinn, and Caitlin Cry, I'm John C. Murfeld. This has been Our Comedy Electric. Tune in next week for the season finale. And, yeah, have a great week and a great finishing out finals.
Good luck.
Jane, you look upset.
I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, this is Our Kind of Electric. No kinks to be worked out here. Give it up for some Ann Orse with your closing track. And bye!
I saw him moving quickly. He caught my like a toy to a kid. I said jump, and mama, you did. And you know, your daddy knows, and your mama knows that's wrong.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
the morning, see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna, never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me. Rosanna.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the
Duncan, get over here. You need you to stay with me and your brother, okay?
I am.
Well, closer. Come on. Help me out here, buddy. Excuse me. Duncan, you're blocking me out.
I want some bologna.
Not today.
I want it.
Sorry. Duncan.
I want to put the number thing.
Too bad.
Mommy would let me.
Yeah, well, she's not here, okay? She's gone, and... She's not coming back, and you're just gonna have to deal with it like the rest of us, okay? Duncan.
On May 29th, Michelle Jimenez was killed by a drunk driver. She left behind her husband and four children. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
just can't tell. Some they will and some they won't. Some it's just as well.
I don't know. So take this love, take it down. Oh, if you climb a mountain and you turn around, if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide will bring you down, down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, maybe the landslide.
Come on, Johnny. Can't get out of this one. This is a new twist on a very old song with my ex-husband actually singing, so I'd like to give a round of applause for John McVie.
Oh, if my mommy could see me now.
Thank you. Fandango. Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no.
Mamma mia,
let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love
love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she